Let's take our Bibles and look together in 2 Peter chapter 3. My text today is from verse 1 down to verse 7, and I want to speak with you about scoffers and mockers.
Ipo mtu wa kutenga watu wa tsikula lero ndio waukira wonyenga ndio sokoneza.
Let's read the text. I'll read a verse and you can translate, and then I'll make a few comments.
Tia njamba kwenenga ma vesio mutsaka na pinolomwe.
Verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance.
This one, O kondedwa uyundie kalata wachwiri ngilembera kwa inu sopano kwa onsa wiri nititimuta mtima wangu wawona.
That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Now here in verse 3 is where I draw the title for this message, Scoffers and Mockers, because we read, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. What follows describes who are the scoffers and mockers. What follows, verse 3, is how these scoffers and mockers are described. It says, they say, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.
Verse 5,
for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. And then verse 6, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Speaking of the flood of Noah's day. But the heavens and the earth, verse 7, which are now by the same word are kept in store and reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men.
Ndimaka 7, koma miyamba ndi dziko la masiku ano, ndi mawu omwewo zayikika kumoto, zosungika kufikira tsiku la chiweruzo ndi chiwonongeko cha anthu osapembedza.
Now, did time permit, we would look at this entire chapter together, but there is a lot here, and we want to prayerfully take it verse by verse. In this chapter, the Apostle Peter is dealing with four specific things. First of all, in verse 1, he is telling them again the reason for writing this epistle.
Chifukwa ndimeyo yambirirayo akufotokozera bwino chifukwa cholembera kalatayu.
He refers to this second epistle because he had already written them in 1 Peter.
Akulankhula izi chifukwa adala atalemba kale buku loyamba limene limatchera kuti 1 Petro.
And notice to whom this scripture is addressed. He says, beloved. That is, beloved of God by his electing grace, but also beloved of Peter because of that grace which has brought him together with these others of the Lord's sheep. And then in one sentence, he describes why it is he's writing. You see, the word is not for everybody. This is for God's people, those he's chosen by his grace and Christ has redeemed and the Spirit has drawn to him.
So, mudali muone utenga usuku mabida kwa wina aliense ayi.
Preachers, false preachers today like to take this word and act as if it applies to everybody. It doesn't. This is God's word for his people. Peter says the reason he's writing unto them in verse 1, in both which, he says in both, that means in the first epistle and in this second epistle, to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. That word pure there does not mean sinless, because none of us has a sinless mind. It's actually the word that we use for sincere. That means nothing hidden, everything transparent. It's an interesting word that comes from the Latin, and it means without wax. It refers to the clay pots that people would go to the market and buy.
Zikufotokozera
whenever potters would make these clay pots and sell them, there were many times that after cooking these pots in the oven, that it would develop cracks in the pot.
Chibonzimozi o mbia mbia ija mundu arati wagula yosa umitsa yosa tenta kuti ilumikizike pamodzi ngatarango ipikira muchisawa imangambika imatha imasweka.
But there were corrupt potters that after they had finished baking the pot and prepared it to sell in the marketplace, when they saw that these cracks had developed, rather than throw the pot away, they would take wax and they would fill the cracks with wax and make it look just like there was no problem. So when these pots were sold in the marketplace, if the buyer was not aware, he would buy the pot and think that it was all well and good. But when they got it back to the house and put it on the fire to heat the water, guess what happened? The wax would melt and the water would pour out in the fire. Those that were aware would, before buying the pot, hold it up to the sunlight, and they would look at the pot from every angle to make sure that there was no wax filling the cracks. So that word sincere, here translated pure, is a reminder that those that are the Lord's are without pretense, and they're not covering up anything. Their minds are open by the Spirit of God to the Word of God. He's writing to those that are objects of God's grace in whom the Spirit of God has done a work, and therefore they're sincere, without pretense, in the worship of God, in the faith of Christ that he has given unto them, and in their love one to another. This describes those that are objects of God's grace. So this gives us the reason why Peter is writing, first of all.
But
secondly, down in verse 3, he foretells that there will be scoffers and mockers in the last days who doubt the coming of Christ. They doubt what the word says about his coming again. They not only scoff at his first coming, and the reason why he came and what he accomplished, but they scoff at his second coming. How do we know that we're in the last days? Well, Peter described it as what was true in his day when Christ came the first time. That's when the last days were ushered in. And we're now living not on the last days, but the last hours before Christ comes again and this world is destroyed. None of us can know the day nor the hour, but what we know is that God has already determined it. It will be in our lifetime, one way or another. Christ is coming for us. He'll either come and take us in death, and that will be the end for us, or he'll come at the end of the age when everything about this world as we know it will be destroyed. But either way, he's coming. The third thing that we see here in this chapter, moving down to verse 10, and we'll come back over these, but in verse 10, we'll see next time, he describes the coming of the Lord and the destruction of the earth as foretold. As I said, we'll look at this more prayerfully and carefully next time, but it says in verse 10, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. And then fourthly, going down to verse 13, Peter closes with how it is that we should live in light of these things. He says in verse 13, nevertheless, we, speaking of the elect of God, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That's the righteousness of God in Christ that has been imputed to the account of everyone that he has saved.
Koma monga mwalonjeza nolache, tiembekezera miamba ya tsopano, ndi dziko la tsopano, mene mumukhalitsa chilungamo.
So he says in verse 14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Be diligent to know that you are one of those for whom Christ paid the debt.
Ndifake verse 14 kunena kuti momwemo okondedwa pakupeza popeza muyembekezera izi chidani changu kuti mupezedwe ndi iye mumtendere wopandabanga ndi wopanda chilema amalankhula zawo kukondedwa ake okha osankhidwa osati onse ayi.
Let's come back now to verses 1 and 2 and look together at the reason that Peter writes these things. It's that our minds, that is our very spirits, our hearts, might be stirred up by way of remembrance of what? Here he says, of what was spoken before by the holy prophets, the sanctified prophets, the ones set apart by the Spirit of God to declare Christ.
Ndifo chache tikabwerera kuvesi yake ya 1 ndi 2 chimene amawatsitsimutsira kuti azikumbukira mitima yawo izikumbukira ndiko kuti kodi aneneri azitumika ambuye adachita motani mu nthawi yawo nanga ife tichita motani mu nthawi yathu.
Would you not agree with me that because of the depravity of our hearts and the dullness of our minds, that we need the Spirit of God to constantly stir up, notice, by way of remembrance, what the prophets of old, the Old Testament, preached. They preached Christ. How we need to be again and again reminded of His person and His work and what He accomplished.
Koyamba idali kutani ndi mtanda. Koma pamveka mawu a Mulungu, mtanda udatitana pamodzi, utisonkhanitsa pamodzi ukalemekeza Khristu wapachikidwa. Kodi uchoka nthawi imene chayo ndi pefulu amene tilalikira uthenga wabwino monga mmene kufunikirira.
There are many that falsely assume that once converted by the Spirit of God, then you're given a perfect nature that will always be looking to Christ. Such is not the case. The fact that we need these reminders and to be made mindful by the scriptures is a reality that shows that we still live in a depraved heart and therefore we're prone to forget. This is why we need the constant preaching of the word of Christ, that our minds and hearts might be stirred up toward Him. Peter wrote of this in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 1 and 2.
Petro adankula ichi, 1 Petro chapter 1 and 2, ndimake yambayoso ndiyachiwiri kutsindika zankhani yomweyi.
He says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. He's talking to those that are the Lord's, born again by the Spirit of God, and yet all of this remains in us.
Tirumikizika mioyo yathu kutilikide mkaka woyenera kukhala chipulumutso titatha zonse kusitaya.
And when he says in verse 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby, he's not writing simply to new converts, but that we are to be as newborn babes, always, always in need, just like a newborn babe, desiring, there's that word again, the sincere, the pure, the unadulterated milk of the word is Christ, that we may grow thereby.
Zeno verse 1 and 2. Ikamana kuti momwemo pakutaya choipa chonse ndi chinyengo chonse ndimaonekedwe onyenga ndikaduka ndimasindilo onse lilani monga makanda alero mkaka woyenera wopanda chinyengo kuti mukakule nawo kufika chipulumutso. Mauyawa sikuti akutandauza iwo amene angoyamba kupemphera kumene ayi. Koma kuti wina aliyense amenekera azikhala ndi njala mkati mwake yofuna mawu. Chifuwa Yesu ndiye mau. Ndiyeno afunika azifuna mau. Ndiyozose azifuna Yesu. Kuti apunzitse, agetse, alimbikise, akuze moyo wake wa uzimu.
But coming back here to 2 Peter 3 and verse 2, this is how we're made mindful.
Kuspageti kabwelela kunu. Petro chapter 3 ndi maga wa ndiyashu wiliyo.
So there's two ways here that he mentions that we're made mindful. First, it's the word spoken before, he says, by the holy prophets. That word holy doesn't mean that they were without sin. They were sinners saved by grace just like any of us. But the word holy here means to be sanctified. In other words, to be set apart unto the Lord, sinful though they were, but by his grace and because of Christ shed blood on their behalf when Christ came and paid their debt. It's a reminder that there's no difference between the Old and New Testament when it comes to the message. The message that these prophets proclaimed was of the Christ who should come and pay the sin debt for his people. God's word is one word, whether you're reading in the Old Testament or you're reading in the New Testament, where you're listening to and learning from the prophets, or whether you're reading and learning from the apostles, it's one message, and that is Christ and Him crucified.
Uchenga umene uli mbaibulo ndi umodzi wokha kaya mwerenga chipangano cha kale kaya ndi chatsopano uchenga ndi umodzi kaya mwerenga nkhani ya aneneri kaya mwerenga nkhani ya atumwi uchenga wabwino ulipo umodzi wokha.
There are some preachers that think that if you're going to preach the gospel, then you have to preach it from the New Testament. And then they think, well, if it's for instruction as far as morality and how were to live, then we go back to the law as if they were two separate things. They're not. Old Testament and New, one message, Christ and Him crucified.
I
say it to my shame, But there was a day, if you looked at my Bible and the pages, you would see that all the pages of the New Testament were well worn. But those of the Old Testament, every once in a while, I would preach from there, but it wasn't to preach Christ. It was to tell stories and get morals out of those stories. Such was my ignorance until it pleased God to open my eyes to see that the whole of Scripture pertains to Christ and Him crucified. That's how the minds and hearts of the Lord's people are stirred up.
Osadziwa kuti chipangano chakare chatsopano chonse chidanena zimodzi zofanana zachipurumutso chamuntu wochimwa osankhidwa kudzera mwa iye.
Look for example in Acts chapter 10 and verse 43.
Mwachitsanzo tikerenga machitidwe chapter 10 verse 43 autsindika.
Here is what the apostle Peter preached. In this chapter, he says in verse 43, to him, that is to Christ, give all the prophets witness, not just some of them, but all the prophets witness, that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins.
Verse 43, ameneyo aneneri, ameneyo anena Yesu. Aneneri onse anamchitira mboni osati aneneri ena ayikoma onse kuti onse akumkhulupirira iye adzalandira chikhululukiro cha machimo awo monga madzina lake amaza Yesu.
Now Peter was declaring this based upon what the Lord himself had taught them. For example, in Luke chapter 24 and verse 44.
Ndino chipangano chakale apa chimalangula zokhazokhazo zimene zidanenedwa kale njifake Luka 24 njifake mukaerenga buku la Luka chapter 24 ndi baka 44 akutsindika kumakwaniridwe amalemba.
Here's when the Lord appeared unto his disciples after his resurrection. And they wondered that here was the one who had been crucified, but now that stood before them alive, even as he'd promised.
Verse 44
says, he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that is before his death, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms, that's the whole of the Old Testament, concerning me.
It's
not enough just to know that Christ is the subject of all of Scripture, but to know Him, our eyes must be opened by His Spirit. And that's how the Lord stirs up the minds and the hearts of His people. It's through this word and their eyes being opened. It says in verse 45 of Luke 24, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. Otherwise, we never would.
Ndiyeno pamene pakukhudza mpakuti Ama chita izi zose ni mulungu kuchitila iwo o sankido kuta ama watsegulira mitima yao. Verse 45 ikuti, ndipo ana watsegulira mitima yao kuti atsewitse malembo.
And said unto them, this is how their eyes were opened, thus it is written, again going back to the Old Testament, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day.
Ndeno maso awa atatsepulidwa makutuwa wongu tsepulida utaya mbakumva adalankulana awo ndimaka 46 vila uri ndipwana ati kwa iwo kotero kwalembedwa Kristu ambezo awa nauke kwa kufa tsepula chitatu.
And that repentance and remission of sins, verse 47, should be preached, notice, in his name among all nations, not just for the Jews, but for all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things.
Nimaka 44:7. Nakuti ndikula ndipo anati kwa iwo kotero kwalembedwa kuti Kristu abvezwe wawa nauke kwa kufa tsiku la chitatu. Ndikuti kulalikidwe mdzina lache kulapa ndi kukhululukidwa kwa machimo kwa mitundu yonse kuyambira ku Yerusalemu.
There should be no question as to who it is we're to declare as preachers, servants of Christ, every time we open this word. It's to preach him according to the scriptures.
Akatu palibe sofunso kapena zokambirana ayi munthu wina aliyense akayima kutsogolo kuti alalikire ayenekere alalikire malemba bonga mmene alili osati maganizo ake ndi zimene yakufuna ayi.
And coming back here to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 2, we know that it's all the scriptures. In the first part, Peter refers to the word spoken before by the holy prophets, but then you notice it says, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. So it's the Old Testament, the word by the prophets, and it's the New Testament, the word by the apostles.
Chifuwa munga wana verse 2 yo, ya wanipea 2 Petro chapter 3, akunena kuti, kuti mukumbukire mawuwa nilidwa kale ndi aneneli, oyera, kunandauza chipangano cha kale, ndira mulola mbuye mpulumutsi mwathu mwe anu, kunandauza chipangano cha tsopano, zonsezo tilalikire Khristu mosemo.
This is why we say that any preacher coming, preaching any other message, then Christ and him crucified is not sent of God, is not the servant of Christ, and Paul says it very strongly, is condemned, anathema.
Ndipake malemba atsindika kutsimikiza kuti ngati munthu wina sangalalikire za Yesu Kristu, chipulumutso chake kusankha kwake ndiwo adawafera ndipo apulumutsa. Malomwake Bible kutsindika Paulo kuti amunthu amene akhale wotembereredwa ndipo samalalikira uthenga wonse ayi koma maganizo ake.
I once talked to a man that considered himself a preacher, but he told me, he said he went around to his congregation during the week and visited with them. And during the conversations with the people, if anything came up by which he needed to expose them or instruct them, or even scold them, then that's what he preached on when they gathered together for worship. That man was not a servant of Christ. And I will say this, that if our own hearts and minds are not stirred up by this very word, then we have no business preaching to others. It's as we read and we study and we look to the Lord to open up our hearts and minds again and again to the Lord Jesus Christ, we have something to say.
chokazikika nchakuti ngati mwa Mungu sada kazikike ngati mwathu malo mwake chimalalikira nzeru zathu maganizo athu chimalalikira zimene feti kufuna osati uthenga wabwino ayi.
And now in verse 3 we move into the second part of this instruction, and that is that we must know and understand that this message of Christ in his first coming and his second coming is not going to be received by the majority of people in the world. Peter says in verse 3, knowing this first, knowing this above all, that as we go forth to declare Christ from the scriptures, both Old and New Testament, that there are going to be scoffers walking after their own lusts.
Chifaka verse 3 kuna kuti ndikuyambira kuzindikira ichi kuzindikira uthenga wabwino weniweni ukatero chodziwika chimene uyembekezere ndichi kuti masiku otsiriza adzafika onyoza ndi akuchita zonyoza oyenda monga mwadziko lako za iwo eni.
To be a scoffer is to be an unbeliever. They hear and see what the scriptures say, yet they do not believe.
Akamati kukhala wonyoza, akurandauza kukhala wosakhulupirira, umva uthenga wabwino, koma osaukhulupirira, uthengawo kumeneko ndiye kukhala wonyoza.
First of all, they mock, they jeer against their own sinfulness. When you declare them to be utter sinners before a holy God worthy of condemnation, they mock. They say, oh, it can't be that bad.
Choyambirira iwowo amabwera kuthengawo ndikuumva ndikuwugwira ndikupanga kuti asaukhulupirire ndikuyamba kuyenda mmaganizo ake kuyamba kuunyoza kuti ine sindingakhulupirira uthengawowo.
Secondly, they mock and jeer against the sovereign Christ who holds all creatures in his hand to do what he will with them.
Chachiwiri amagwira mawu aja ndikuyamba kutsutsana ndi Yesu kuti aisadabwera kukafera anthu ake osankhidwa samakonda onse samakonda ake amakonda anthu onse kumene kujako ndikutsutsana ndi malemba a Ambuye.
They mock and jeer the very gospel of grace, distinctive grace, whereby they hear that God alone gives grace to whom he will. That stirs up in them an anger.
Iwowo amaamba kutsutsana ndi mawu ona kuti Yesu Khristu sadabwera kukafera anthu onse sadabwera kukafera anthu ake ndipo iwo amatsutsa nayamba kulimbana ndi iwo olalikira uthengawo kwa amafuna uthengawo uzimveka mmene wakufunira.
They mock and jeer the truth of justification at the cross because they want their justification to be based upon something they do, some profession they make, and not the work of the Lord Jesus Christ alone.
Amatsutsana ndi chilungamo chimene chidachitika pa mtanda. Amafuna chilungamo china chochokera mu ntchito zawo zabwino kuti asichidzita kuti akhale wolungama malo mwake amautsutsa uthenga.
And fifthly, because we're the ones preaching this gospel and there is no other, they mock and jeer us. They make light of us.
Chinthu china chachisanu foro olalikira uthengawo ndifeyo amautsutsa uthenga uja nomatsutsananso ndife kumalimbana nafe amene tikulalikira uthenga wabwino weniweni.
And ultimately they mock and jeer anything that the scriptures declare, not only concerning Christ's first coming but his second coming.
Iwowo amalimbana ndikumatsutsana ndi za ivi ndingakhale kubwera kwa Ambuye Yesu.
They mock and jeer the resurrection of the dead and even of the torments of hell as revealed in the
scripture. ama yuwala kutumulungu adala nkula ndiboshi weluzonyo nchokazi kika.
Paul wrote to Timothy of this in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 1 and 2.
Nchifake pa 1 Timoteo chapter 4 and maga 1 and 2 adala nkula mungu kulino.
Peter here in 2 Peter 3 and verse 3 said these scoffers walk after their own lusts, walk according to their own sinful nature.
So what Peter chapter 3, verse 3, akulankula za onyoza and akulita za onyoza kuti amaenda monga masira kolako za iwo eni.
But here, Paul, in writing to Timothy, explains it further. In chapter 4 and verse 1, 1 Timothy 4, 1, he says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times shall depart from the faith, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. That word and can be translated even doctrines of devils.
Chawani Timoteo Paulo akufotokozera tsopano chimvemvemve kanthauzo limenero kuti ndimake yoyamba koma mzimu adena monenetsa kuti masiku otsiriza ena adzataya chikhulupiriro ndi kusamala mizimu yosocheretsa ndi maphunziro aziwanda.
Simply put, anyone who preaches any other doctrine than that of Christ and him crucified is of the devil.
Kusimikiza kuti yense amene sala likira uthenga wa Yesu Kristu wopachikidwa ndekuti ndi mdani ndithu ndi Satana.
And Paul says to Timothy, speaking lies in hypocrisy. In other words, they make pretense to be serving God, and yet they're nothing but liars, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Paulo akutsindika ndimaka chiwiri kuti maonekedwe onyenga ayiwo onena mabodza olengedwa mchikumbuni mtima mwawo monga chitsulo cha moto amangoyesezera kukhala okhulupirira koma ngosakhulupirira.
If you burn your skin with a very hot iron, that place where you're burnt loses its feeling. It becomes insensitive. It's not like the rest of the skin. Here are some that their consciences, describing them in their depraved nature, their consciences have no sense as to what is the truth and what isn't.
Munthu ukapsa ndi chitsulo, pamene wapsapo pamasintha ndipo thupi silimamva mofanana ndi mmene kumamvekera kwina kuposapsa, apopo pamapizika pamakonongeka. Mene momo ndi mene amakhalira iwo aneneri wonyenga amene adalowezeza mawu samakhalaso ndi chikumbu mtima cha moyo chowatsutsa kuti tinga kulalikira usima wa Mulungu.
So these are people, whether preachers or those that follow them, that walk after their own desire. It's like people today, if they don't like what they're hearing you preach, what are they going to do? They're going to go down the road, the street, to some other place where they're hearing something that is appealing to their flesh because they hate Christ.
Anthu amene wawa amangophunzitsa maphunziro okomera thupi malomwe ake samalalikira Khristu wopachikidwa ayi koma zinthu zimene anthu ayenekera kumachita moyo wawo wa tsiku ndi tsiku chifukwa uthenga wake umakhala wokomera wanthu.
So when you preach the necessity of the work of Christ, they answer why. When you declare unto them that all things will not continue as they are, but there's an end to all things, and Christ is the judge and the king, and he's the one that will rule and reign over all men, whether in judgment or grace, they mock.
Wawuza wanthu kuti zinthu zitikuzona zidzapitilira zidzatha zidzayima ndipo Ambuye Yesu ndi amene adzalamulira dziko lonse ndipo iwo onse amenada wasanka ndi chisomo chake adzakhazika mwaufulu ndi mwamtendere adzasunga pamenewo ndikuyamba kutsutsa kuti chifake nchani.
And as Peter declares in 2 Peter 3 and verse 4, they say, well, since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. They're not thinking about judgment. They're not thinking about the end of all things. The older I get with each passing day, whenever I wake up, my thoughts are more and more on this reality that this may be my last day. And I say that's the spirit of grace that is causing me to ponder my own state before the Lord. Am I the Lord's or am I not? When he died, did he pay my sin debt or not? Because other than that, I have no hope. But those that are left to walk in their own lusts, as it says in verse 3, their thoughts are not toward Christ. Their thoughts are toward making the best of this life and not considering the judgment to come. So Peter writes there in verse 5, for this, notice, they willingly are ignorant of. They're not just ignorant of, they willingly will not hear. They will not come that they might have life. People like to believe that they have the free will to be able to choose or not to choose. Such is not the case. Their will is depraved. They are willingly ignorant of these things.
Antambili ama kurubiza kuti iwo akozo kala Yuda asara Yuda zimene nzosateka ayi.
And here Peter describes in verses 5 through 7 three ways in which sinners, unconverted, left to themselves, are willingly ignorant.
Ndipo ake ndimake ya 5 ulekeza 7 ikutsindika kwa iwo osankhidwa mmene miyoyo yawo iyenekera kukhazikikira pambuyo ndiwo osasankhidwa mmene samamvetsetsera uthenga wabwinowo.
First of all, in verse 5, they overlook the truth that it was by the very word of God that all things were created from the beginning. It wasn't up to man. God did. And so Peter in verse 5 declares that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. He's describing how this world came into existence. It wasn't by the will of man, it's by the will of God.
When
it says by the word of God, that's by Christ, who is the Word of God, that the heavens of old were created and the earth was formed out of the water. God separated the dry land from the sea. But secondly, there in verse 6, they overlooked the fact that this same God that created all things once destroyed the then existing world with a flood. This is not a God that men desire. They would have themselves to be as God. And yet, here's the reminder. No, God is God. He's the one that created all things. And he's already shown his power in destroying this world one time. So we should be certain then that if he destroyed it one time by water, then he certainly can and will destroy it again by fire. So those that say all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation, they ignore that no, they don't. There was a time when God had created this world and it fell, and God destroyed it by water. So to mock and to say that all things will continue as they are is to ignore that, no, there's a coming judgment. So they ignore how this world was created by God. They ignore how it is that God has brought judgment already over time. And thirdly, they ignore and willingly ignore the fact that this same Word, Christ, that created the world, he it is that sustains and keeps it and reserves it for one thing, destruction by fire. That's what verse 7 declares, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, notice, by the same word, and you can put Christ there, by the same Lord Jesus Christ, are kept in store. All things are in his hands, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men, of those that are not the Lord.
Ndifake verse yaka 7 kunena kuti koma miyamba ndi dziko la pansi la masiku ano kuti nthawi zanthawi ino tili imoyi ndi mawu omwewo pa mawu oti mawu omwewo mawu ndi Yesu Khristu kukonzera kuti ndi Yesu Khristu yemweyo zayikika kumoto kuti Yesu wazikhazikitsa kuti zikapita kumoto zosungika kufikira tsiku la chiweruzo ndi chiwonongeko cha anthu osapembedza.
So as we go about our business for today, let's remember that it's the Lord that saves, it's the Lord that keeps and preserves us, and given the opportunity to preach, we must preach him. And whether the world receives it or not, we know that this is our hope of salvation. It's in Christ. May the Lord graciously stir up our minds and cause us to look to Christ alone.
Mulungu atandize maganizo athu kuti tikamuone Kristu wa mmalemba nthawi zonse.